You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from 3, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing 2 ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you're enjoying the lightning show on the way into work today. That was fun to watch in the West.
Are we getting an appreciable amount of rain today?
I don't know.
I'm kind of off on the rain. I did see some weather in the middle part of the state last night, but I didn't know it was getting to us, and so exciting.
You're getting what? What's going on?
He saw weather in the middle of the state, but didn't think it was going to get to us.
Oh, it didn't get to us. Yeah. So was it hotter than normal last night?
I don't know for sure.
All these weather questions. Yes.
I thought it was pretty nice last night.
We did the...
It was pleasant.
Did the late night mow again.
You did?
Did the late night mow again.
I mow Thursday. Yeah. Mow Thursday.
Why did you do late night?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It was hot at that 5:30 range. Yeah. It's like, okay. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
So we hung in there, and then... We have a system now we've newly acquired. Last night was the first night, but I mow the front and the sides. Laura takes over for the backyard, and then I go to the weed eater.
Nice.
Yeah, so I am weed eating.
Group project.
Like mowing, Bill?
She does like
to
mow.
Good.
Yeah, it's part of her fitness plan.
That's well.
Fitness.
That's steps right there. Built-in steps.
You got a pretty big. This is not... This is not a commentary on your wealth.
Is it disparaging?
No. Is it a pretty big yard?
No, it's solid. It's solid. It's not as big as the yard I had previous. I had before was actually a bigger yard, yes.
And the rider's not happening. God dang, I'm really having trouble with the internet.
It's been a problem recently.
Okay.
Yeah. World Wide Web.
I just have to go. I'll just go internet free.
But
it seemed like it was warmer last night in the house.
Is there any sort of breaking news today, Jake?
We have some right now. I might break into it with a song, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, God. You're sure.
Yeah, right.
This is great.
Yeah. Play it, Steve. Do it. Gonna have a good time.
What's wrong with you?
Happy birthday, Sip.
Thank you.
Sip's birthday. We'd like to have everyone please stop by.
Everybody.
Stop by the studio today.
All breakers are welcome.
At least drive by slow and honk. If we could, please.
We have a sign, possibly.
This is coming back to you.
Is there any sort of... Can we get a sign? Anybody a sign anywhere?
Please, everybody stop by. You don't need to stop by. I got things to do after the show.
Stop by.
Stop by during the show, man.
During the show. We'll put you on live radio. Yes.
You can tell.
This is going to happen to you, too. We're going to have another surprise party for
this,
you.
This is just...
Laura, start the plan. Man,
what an incredible day, and you tried to skirt the issue. You tried to skirt.
This happens every year, Bill, yes. Though. He always tries to skirt us. This is not new.
You thought you were out of it.
I thought I was out. I thought there was a chance that tomorrow I would come in and go...
Nope. No. It's locked in my head. So I told Bill. Bill was already aware of it, but just I reminded him, hey, Wednesday.
A reminder.
Wednesday is Bill is Sip's birthday. Oh, yeah.
Bill's, come on.
And you have a cake out there. What did it say on it?
It's an amazing cake.
What does it say?
Happy birthday, Steve. Columbus baseball.
When's the last time you had a Columbus baseball?
It's perfect.
Birthday cake. It's marble.
It's amazing. Nobody. I mean, I'll never get another cake like that. I do got to take a picture of it. Columbus baseball. I got some gifts from Greg, so we're good. All right.
We're not good. It's not over. We're just getting
idle
started.
Idle chit-chat.
The day has just begun for you.
Laura had to go. We were working on this, so I told Jake, Greg, I'm kind of the cake guy.
Yeah, you are. We appreciate that.
I'll handle the cake.
Groundhog's Day cake pack.
So Laura helped out with the cake, and then she goes, so I had her write it down. So she goes, happy birthday, Sipple. Columbus baseball. Is this what you're looking for? Yes, it is. And then can you imagine the lady when you handed it to her? So
don't understand.
Oh, this is great. Is Sipple, is he eight? No, he's not. He's in upper 50s.
His 50s.
Upper 50s. So he's getting a Columbus baseball. Yes, that's what he's getting.
Funny.
Bringing you back
Columbus
to
Columbus baseball. Oh, I was a terrible baseball player, but that's funny.
You tried it for the Reds, though.
You tried it for the Reds.
So I did not try.
It's a great. So if you can stop by, honk, wave, sign, Sip's birthday. It's a
no need.
Day.
You know that everybody just.
But if you want to,
with your day.
But if you want to, you certainly can. Yeah. And
thank you guys.
Too.
Thank you guys. That's very nice that you remember, and I appreciate it. But you know.
Every year tries to push back on it. Every year that never works out for you.
I try to push back on it.
You hope we forget.
I told Greg this morning. I think I skirted this. He goes, oh God!
He could not be more wrong.
No,
he could not
Greg
be more
pulled
wrong.
In right. The same. We were simultaneously pulling in today.
Really?
Yes. Greg's vehicle.
Missing tooth, Greg.
Yes. Greg's vehicle is very identifiable.
It is. There's nothing else in Lincoln like
you
it.
You don't see anything remotely close. He has a complete workshop in the back of his truck. It's amazing is what it is.
I think it's a Ford Ranger or something.
Yeah. He's had me.
It's metallic gray. What you call
yes,
that?
Metallic gray. It's metallic gray.
That's why Jake nailed the color.
Yes,
metallic gray.
It's metallic gray. What are you looking for? And it's got a topper.
It does.
And that's
there's nothing out there like that.
Also, do not make fun of his truck if that's what you're doing.
We're not. It's just very identifiable.
Also with the topper, which is the most incredible part of it, there's no windows in the topper. There's no windows in it. So it's like you had to get it specially made. There's no doubt that Greg had this made.
You got it. Metallic gray.
Metallic gray,
that's
no
what
windows.
It is.
You'll see it. It's an incredible vehicle. Yeah. I've had it pull up to my house before when we had to work on the golf cart. And he had everything in there. He just backed it in, and all of a sudden, there was a complete workshop.
No one's more prepared.
It was
seriously,
yeah, absolutely unbelievable. It's your birthday, Steve.
He's the king of reconnaissance,
yes. And
nobody's more prepared. And we can talk about sports now. I mean, sports.
Your birthday is sports, though, too.
How'd the lawnmower go?
Not very exciting now with this going on.
Oh, we got
Take a
cards.
Big back seat.
We did get cards today.
Yes.
Yes. Gift cards.
Yes, you got them.
We love the gift cards.
Gift cards.
And I'll be with Ruhlman's tonight and Sunday, actually.
Two days.
2 days this
week.
Wow. Yeah, Phil, get ready. 2 days this week. Tonight, obviously, for the shenanigans. And then Sunday. Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday morning.
What kind of crowd
is
tonight?
More of a romantic night? Sunday romantic?
If you consider Brian Redrow a romantic partner. No, he was Red Rose, the guy that I saw Dave Hoppen get off the bus with.
Dave Hoppen then recently. Then.
Yeah. What? Yeah, we did. No, not recently.
Oh, we have someone here. Someone waving.
It's McSafety.
That's McSafety's rig.
Look at his car.
It's
look McSafety. At that.
That's his rig.
Apparently so.
That's what you'd expect McSafety
to
drive.
Yeah, that's about right.
Looks very safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's McSafety.
Yeah.
That was McSafety.
Yeah, that was that? McSafety driving that.
You know that for sure?
Your birthday.
It said
is...
McSafety Construction Service, whatever it was, okay. on this business on there. It said McSafety on the
don't
car.
Don't yell at me.
Sorry, it's your birthday. I wouldn't yell at you. I was just confirming.
It's metallic gray.
Yep.
You nailed the color.
Well, we got a happy birthday from East Lincoln West. Both happy birthday. Genghis, happy birthday.
The cord. Sip.
Now, we don't have to
Brad,
do a roll
happy
call.
It's not a roll call. It's a happy birthday roll call.
Roll call's tomorrow.
It is.
But thanks, everybody.
But they're saying happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
The text line is lit up.
It is.
Say,
old dad, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
How many people in the party tonight at Ruhlman's?
I'm going to... I don't...
Will everyone get sirloins?
Sirloins for all.
Sirloins for everybody. The house. Sirloins for all. The Sipple family.
You better,
19 sirloins.
You better have a cookie skillet tonight. Yes. This is a big skillet night.
You guys are... Pretty funny. I got to give it to you. Sir, is everybody going to get sirloin?
No. That's not a no. I don't know. Phil, if you're listening, could have the sirloins ready.
Yeah, make sure you have a lot tonight.
I was thinking prime rib for myself tonight when I was driving here today. I might get the prime rib again. I don't know.
You're not going
There'll
with
be a party
filet.
Of 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 9 or 10.
Will Adam be there?
He's supposed to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Adam's the one that commented on your weight the last time at your birthday, right?
Was that the birthday?
Was that your birthday? When
it was recently.
It was
your birthday last year.
A steel trap.
And he commented on your weight.
You know how after the dinner, everybody gathers in a parking lot and you say your goodbyes. He patted my belly and said, I thought you said you'd been working out.
He patted your belly? I know he patted your belly.
Because I thought you said you'd been working out.
Yeah, well, thanks, Adam.
I just ate.
It's my birthday, Adam.
Yeah. No, Adam's that way. He has a knack for saying inappropriate things.
Have you heard from Florida? Have we heard from Marty?
I wonder if I'll hear from Marty.
I would. It's your birthday. I would say
he doesn't miss stuff usually. Yeah. He doesn't. I'll hear from Marty. He was disappointed I'm not going down there on 4th of July, but I think I'll still hear him.
He wants you to go to Florida for the 4th of July?
Yeah. I just can't. I just got things I got to do. But anyway, you know, Marty will call. He's good.
A bunch of important stories coming out on July 4th I'm unaware of.
Just stop.
Breaking news.
You have a built-in 3-day weekend. Yes. I can't go.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
This is amazing.
The camps are over. Yeah.
I would expect a little more support on my birthday.
We are supporting you. We just think you could go see Marty as well.
A lot of breaking
extend the birthday.
No, but there are articles to be written.
I can't imagine... Okay. The number of reasons why you wouldn't go to Florida, because it would be insane. There'd be 40 of them that would come up. And what it would take for you to get on a plane and go to Tallahassee would be remarkable, because we usually can't get you anywhere. And I'm
Marty, same, I hope you're listening.
I'm the same guy.
I know you are.
I'm the same guy. So
of all the people.
Yes, I am. I'm the 100% the
Look
same.
Look at Dennis is here.
He's out front with gifts.
McSafety's here. He's got gifts.
Yeah, tell Rudy. This might happen for 3 hours today.
We have someone out here. We got to let McSafety in.
With a wry smile.
Yes.
McSafety's here.
Yeah.
It's a very safe vehicle.
He's getting him. Okay.
Yeah, he's getting him.
That's good.
This is extremely uncomfortable.
You went to Florida a couple years ago, and there was some big breaking news that happened. What was it?
That was 2021.
Remember what that was?
Yeah, it was 2021. And
you had just gotten to town. You had to go to work.
Yeah, he pried me down there and Moose retired.
That's what it was.
and we got waylaid by it. We didn't know. I opened my phone when we land, and there's, 70 texts, you know, and I'm like,
happy vacation.
This is great. Marty, I'm going to be working for 2 days here. So, and I was, and he didn't mind.
Is that when you ran around the track at the high school?
You have an incredible memory.
He doesn't forget.
Yeah. God, that's impressive. The track where now this is where you got to help. The big running back from down there, was,
a Nebraska running.
He went to that high school. He didn't pan out. He played a little bit.
When? A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Was it Jock Yant?
Jeez.
Jock Yant?
Jeez. Yes, that's who it was.
Look at this. We're on our screws
I'm
today.
I'm not sure it was his high. Seems like it might have been his high school. But it was a track where Fisher ran to. Fisher, the defensive backs coach, helped me with this.
Travis
Fisher. It's a blue track. And Marty was mesmerized by it. Wasn't that cool? I mean, it was
Marty thought it was.
And so were you and Marty like sprinting the straightaways and walking the curves?
What are you guys doing? No, this is funny. You're remarkably intelligent in your own strange way. Marty ran the track, and I was doing sprints in the infield until I pulled a calf muscle. And then I was down.
No, he's down.
I was out.
Same calf as the thigh issue leg or not?
I can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember. My deformed
thigh. Calf is a rough injury. It's a very dense muscle.
It is. Yeah. It was rough. It was a rough day. Yeah. Then it became a rough couple weeks. Just didn't stretch or something. Yeah. But it was a blue track. It's sweet.
I couldn't imagine what it would take for me. It's like, am I going to run some sprints in the infield? I don't know what that would take. I don't know what would even come up with that.
Somewhat odd.
Yes.
Somewhat odd behavior for a 55-year-old or 54-year-old.
But who was the person we used to
Why are you asking me all
well,
these
no,
questions?
No, you used to work out at the YMCA, which is no longer here downtown, and there was a coach at UNL.
Pablo Morales.
He was the soccer coach? What was he?
No, he's a swimming coach.
Swimming coach.
I think he's a gold
medalist. He thought you were going crazy.
He
said, are you okay?
Something along
those lines.
He was
doing crazy stuff at the Y.
Yeah.
You're a unique workout.
When I was working out hard. That was many years ago. I'm going to say I was 50. Many years ago, I was 50. That's some hard reality.
And Pablo came and talked to you about your workout regime.
Yeah, Pablo. He just made an offhand remark like, you crazy for a man of 50.
Pablo. If you're listening, Pablo, please call in.
Yeah, please
weigh
in.
Please confirm the situation.
It's right over here.
Let's just say that.
It's right over here. No, not right over here.
Behind us.
Yeah, behind us. God, you guys.
No longer there.
You guys, you know
that
why.
What is that building now? That was incredible.
They're doing something in there. Something is happening with, I don't know what they're doing, but it is being worked on. Yeah. Somebody is going to go in there at some point soon.
Why would they get rid of that why?
That's a really good question.
I'd like some answers on that, because that was a cool thing.
What happened at the downtown?
You could walk by.
I think it was like 6 years ago.
When you walk by.
I think it was a COVID casualty, Bill.
You could see the pool when you walk by.
You could.
Yeah. You look in the window, the pool is
there. Now you look down, you can see the pool. It's just depressing. It's just empty.
I'm with Bill on this. It's always been startling to me that place closed. I didn't get it. It seemed like a why that would be a...
Lincoln be better.
Fitness is dead.
Central hub, you know? And a lot of the downtown guys would work out there. There's some luminaries that worked out there. So I never understood it. But it was. It was a COVID casualty.
It was.
I get that. I get it from that standpoint.
Well, happy birthday, Sip. Yeah, thanks for being here today. Idle chit-chat. Anything else for you, Bill, at all?
Thanks for being here.
Bill mowed the yard last night.
Yeah, how did that go?
It went very good. And then the weed eaters is, you know, it's a lot.
What's that sound like, Bill?
I would rather... When it hits,
what?
Well, just anything. It's a volume. There's a lot of different volumes with weed eating. Weed eating.
This is so beautiful.
It's really good. That rivals his bird sound.
You just nailed it.
You really put your heart into that.
I'm so glad. It meant a lot to me.
Yeah. No, you were a good actor. Actors got to put it all in.
Yeah, I got into character.
Yeah,
I got into character. Oh, someone's waving here.
You got right there. You got that's Keith Mann. It's not. I have no idea who that was.
Could be Keith.
Hey, you got into character. Yeah.
That was really well done.
You got into your weed eater character.
with the hitting of something. You raised it up when he hit the fence or something. Hit a brick.
It's a lot.
Thank you. I'm glad I asked you.
You hit
that
a
sound
brick.
Effect.
You hit a brick. Mm. You should get those little hand ones for
that,
tight.
That wouldn't take very long. Go around with a hand.
I don't mean for the whole thing. I just
Bill's
mean,
back is just shot from leaning over the
Bill,
whole time.
I didn't mean for the whole house.
On my knees for an hour and a half.
What's Bush doing,
what's doing over there?
He's laying down now. Hey, now hold on. I just meant for tight spaces.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
The size of the battery on the, it's a Toro weed eater. And the size of the battery is incredible. I mean, it is like, it must weigh 19 pounds. It really is. It's like, whoa. When you look at the size.
It's a Toro.
The charger is this big and the battery's like, it's like a cinder block on the end of it. I told Laura that last night. I said, you know, you got the better end of this. I'd much rather mow than weed eat. 100.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah. Mowing is way better than weed eating. 100%.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Even though is the sort of the final touches of the painting.
It is.
But when you hit something, it's got that loud sound. It just makes you feel bad. Like you suck. Yeah, I suck at this still. Yeah. Yep, perfect.
Also,
well, you guys have deep psychology.
There goes
attached.
The string again. Short.
I go through a remarkable amount of string. Also, right. Oh yeah, I'm always like, but all right, I gotta get some more out. Luckily, my system
just push it in.
My system's pretty good. So it works pretty good. Although when it's going to go, when everything's going to go haywire is going to be when I'm out and I've got to either put a new spool in or whatever. That's going to be a lot. I'm going to have
you do the spool thing.
I will have to have McSafety and Missing Tooth Greg here for that day. When I bring in the new spool, I'm going to have assistance on that.
We did that a few weeks ago. It was something. It was a chore. That was my first ever time doing that.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I didn't have to mow the yard previously. I didn't have a weed eater, so I got a new weed eater, and learning that was interesting. It didn't take that much time. No, I just had to do a quick YouTube tutorial, and it was fun.
Oh, did you do that? You went to YouTube.
You can YouTube.
And now you feel good about doing it again.
But I will say this. Like you said, 1969, we landed and walked on the moon. That was hard. Think about that. This should be better. It shouldn't be. And it is like,
agreed.
It is. When right.
I believe in you,
I'm going to say we're in the mid-90s percent of grown men are like going, oh man, I gotta change the school.
Here's what happened with me.
Oh man,
Sophia, the neighbor, mows my yard. Sophia, and she came to me. I pulled up into the driveway. She came to me with the weed eater and said, "I can't get the string out. Can you do this?"
Oh, then right away. I mean, you talk about your day being crushed.
I'm in a hurry here. Yeah. Just don't worry about the trip. That's how I handled it.
If I would much rather someone say, hey, do 100 lunges, 100 lunges in the heat, then I would have someone have to change that.
I saw it coming a mile away because she was holding it up. You know, she was holding it.
Said, run.
She goes, can you get this? Can you get this string out? I'm in a hurry. Hey.
From the text line, this is from Ozarks, Brandon. Listening to Bill make the sound of a trimmer while using a trimmer at 6 a.m. is incredible entertainment at 6 a.m.
It was. The birds and the if you guys could ever pull that off, because it would be meaningful, because birds are chirping in the background as Bill's doing his
weed
laborious
eating.
Weed eating. You want to do that?
Well, it'd be drowned
out. I don't
know
if I expect you to do it twice.
It'd be a lot.
He did it once.
I mean, it'll come up again. Okay. It'll happen.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could just do that. Hey, do it again.
Nope.
No, I don't expect that. That's a lot. That was good. That was a good.
McSafety drove in from Cozad for your birthday.
He did.
I think he was already here.
No, he was. He drove in. He texted me this morning.
Early drive for McSafety.
No, he's been doing a lot of stuff in Lincoln lately.
Yeah.
You know, he has friends in Lincoln.
He does have a lot of friends.
He's very popular. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg. Do you need seed. Chemicals,
Joey!
Fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more at 738ag.com.
How about sitting down? Joey also will be getting involved in probably some of the drone world to take incredible photos of your land.
Is that right?
You can study everything. Imagine sitting down to just a giant map of your land, and then also while you're looking at it, it's going to tell you what the soil is like in that part of the... Okay, in this 40 acres, here's what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. In this 80 acres, here's what you got going on. This is going to be an issue you're going to have to deal with. We're going to deal with it with your chemicals, with your fertilizer, everything we need to know about this area. That's what he does. Because that's the way... I mean, I tell you what, this farming stuff, whoa, It's not like, well, I hope it works out.
Oh, put no, some seed in the ground.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not that.
Oh, man. You have to be, I mean, basically a biologist now to have any.
God.
And then with a farmer work ethic. That's a lot going on. Joey's doing it. Number 19. 1-9.
What's the, where's the location?
738.
That's in Bertrand.
Bertrand. And that's where we're gonna, I'm going to go
right
to.
Right by Holdridge.
I'm going to go to the Blue Moose.
That's exactly.
I'll be at the Blue Moose.
And we expect a full report.
And
that,
I'm going to hold court at the Blue Moose. And if people show up, I might do the weed eater.
Who are you holding court with?
If all of a sudden, what is that noise from the third booth?
Guy's making a weed eating sound over there.
Who are you be holding court with?
It'd be just myself. He's holding court. Who's in court? No one. But he's still holding it. That's the difference.
Oh, what a
day.
What a day.
738ag.com. Well, we will
but,
have.
Hey, when, one thing though. Yeah. When are you going out there? Next week.
Next week.
I'll but we're in a work week, right?
What's that?
Next week we're in a work week.
We'll see.
So you're just whipping out there.
Just whip out and maybe yeah.
Bill drives a lot. You know that. He does drive.
You do. You're always whipping around.
You're always whipping around. Do you know what that means? I don't know what you're doing with your
glasses.
He's
not just sitting still. Yeah.
That's something you normally don't do. That's something new.
Sometimes he does.
Sometimes. Sometimes. The reason I said whip, I didn't say whipping around, but I did have Dominic yesterday. Here's what he said. It's interesting.
Dom Raiola?
No, Dominic, oh, my grandson.
Gotcha, different
Wagner.
Kester!
I said, we went to get wings last night. Hey, and by the way, wings last night with Alex, Cashin, and Dominic, and me, $42 because it's 40% off wings.
That's pretty cheap.
That's insane.
$42.
That's insane. At Wings and Rings?
Yeah.
It just keeps helping you out.
It's trivia. I said, Dom, do I need to pick you up? He said, I'll whip myself.
That's the new word. That's the new word.
Well, it's not new. He's been saying stuff like that for a couple of years, but I'll whip myself. That's how the kids say. I'll drive myself. No, I'll whip myself.
Now, they get
you're learning terms every day.
But you do whip around a lot.
I do. I like to. Yeah, I'm around. I do try to stay
whip around way more than I do. I'm not in my truck nearly as much as you are.
I'm always doing something.
Yeah. And usually, like in other towns, a lot.
Go to other towns. You're right, Steve. Thank you.
What's on your mind over there?
Well, there was a hot take out there regarding Nebraska football in June. Eli Lederman, an ESPN writer, said Nebraska.
Eli.
What's this guy's name?
His name is Eli Lederman. Lederman. Lederman says Nebraska whiffed in June in recruiting. Now, he says they missed out on defensive back Cameron Hamuel, Zion Robinson, Titan Davis, and losing C.J. Brana, as well as losing grip on Brian Bonner Jr. is why it's a whiff, even though the last 20 days they've been adding players left and right. Would you assess the same, Sip, in your look at the class of June?
I mean,
I don't think people here feel it that they whiffed in June like Mr. Lederman does.
I was, in Bill's terminology, sort of taken aback by the take, because Nebraska just went through a run of guys. I think eight since June 20th.
I think that the point of his, what he's trying to say is that, so during that same month, every single school signed 8 or 10 people.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's like, so
that makes sense.
Numbers mean nothing. So I think he's saying that they missed out
on their big names.
It's based on your target. And my assumption is that what he knew or didn't know was that there were some people that he felt that student athletes that would have been that were heavily targeted by Nebraska didn't end up committing to Nebraska.
Okay,
that's
so
probably
I can
where it comes from.
I think you're exactly right by that. Now, I don't know anything about Cameron Hamuel. I don't know. Maybe it's a whiff. I don't know. Zion Robinson, they got in really late. On him. He's a receiver who ended up at Michigan. Right at the time he committed to Michigan, Nebraska got those two. They got two commitments from receivers. Nalen Scott, who's a four-star guy, and then yesterday Larry Miles. But those were probably already in the bank. Zion Robinson meant nothing to me when that whole thing meant nothing. It wouldn't have meant a whole lot if he would have pledged to Nebraska. Just another receiver. Good job. Got him. But not anything. Brownell is not, and I don't want to be in this position where I'm always in defense mode, but a lot of these can be explained. Brownell, I think I've said on the show, I don't think they, it was pretty much, they weren't going to get him. They got him in the class really early, and then he started looking around, and it became apparent he wasn't going to be part of the class. So I thought the corner they ended up getting, this kid named named Danny Odom. I like Odom better. I like Odom better.
But he was a commitment.
He was a commitment.
They went in a different direction. So that's how, that my point is, that's just how the article came about.
Yeah. Right.
That's why they're calling it a whiff.
So why did the article come like this? That's what it is.
So now I continue in my defense mode. I know for a fact on Bonner and Rule, I know this because I heard the coach say it. That was at camp, and he wasn't on the record. He just said it. He said, well, we'll take either one of them. If we got Rule, that'd be great. If we get Brian Bonner, that'd be great too. But it'd be great if we just can get one of them. So I don't think they feel like they struck out on Bonner, because I feel like Rule's every bit as good. So I don't know. I was kind of, when I saw this, I was like, huh, interesting. And then I think that's what elicited Rule's tweet. You got that?
Yes, I do. Let me get that real quick.
I think that's this article.
Matt Rule's tweet. Yeah, so
yeah,
you mentioned
not
Jamal.
Yeah,
Rule.
Not Jamal Rule's tweet. Matt Rule's tweet. I think that I didn't know where Rule's tweet came from, and then it was suggested to me last night that it was in response to this guy.
It's not Phil Ruhlman either.
No, this is Matt Rule. He okay. said, here's the tweet.
It's not Phil Ruhlman.
He said, too many people have profited financially off of negativity and despair. Their time is over. That's Matt Rule.
There's tweet. Some people that thought that was directed to me. Huh. My time is over. Well, I am 59. Hey. So it could be coming.
It is your birthday.
Is my time over?
No.
Didn't feel like it when I had that big Columbus baseball cake sitting in front of me. Thank you, by the way.
Happy birthday, Simple. Columbus baseball.
It's a very beautiful
cake. It's one
of
the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
You did. You laughed this hard when you saw it.
You did. This
you
is
about
a
cried.
Live
about
reaction here.
I had tears. It was the last thing I expected. Columbus baseball. And it just says Sipple, which Sipple. Is priceless, too.
Not Steve.
Happy birthday, Sipple. Columbus baseball. We know you were bad.
Yeah.
Oh. Little guy.
But so when someone asks, where did the article come from?
Yeah, where did it come from?
That's how it comes about. It comes about from that. The other problem, another thing that would come up, which again, would be a question for you and obviously a question for Sean. And
Sean will be
Schaefer
with us later.
And those guys to ask them the most. So Nebraska right now, where would they be in the top 300? That's always the thing that comes up.
Not very high, I don't think.
As far as how many top 300
players
do they have committed?
That's
always the thing that is looked at a lot. So when people are asking, what do people look at? Well, they look at top 300. That's a big thing for them. Or who are you in on the top 300?
They're highly ranked recruits. Okay, we can do that. When they got Claude Mpuma, he's big. He's 127th nationally.
There you go. That's what I'm
figuratively asking. And literally, he's an offensive tackle from Chicago. They did get Dan. I mentioned Danny Odom, who's ranked 300. So they got two 300 guys, for sure. Danny Odom, who again, I liked Odom better than Brownow. So I didn't even look at Brownow as a big deal, especially once they got Odom. Odom's a suction cup. He's right on your hip. How about that?
Thank you. Make sure you get a hold of Phil Snow on that. Is Phil aware of that?
Talk to Phil and see.
He feels the same.
So those would be the three. Those would be the they got two 300 guys. I don't think the class now the ranking 15th in the Big Ten. It's not where you want to be probably. Some of that is driven by numbers, small numbers. 12 commits. USC has 30. If you want me to look, I could probably look right now.
The reason I was wondering that also you could check because I think USC has. Like 12 to 14 that are top.
They have 19 4-stars. USC has 30. Yes, 30 commits.
Wow.
They're skirting the system, I think. I think there's a fascinating thing going on at USC. But anyway, they have 30 commits. Ohio State has 19. They're second.
Well, how are they skirting it now?
I better not. I should have bit my tongue on that. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Michigan, 20. Michigan 20 commits, Oregon only 11, but fourth in the Big Ten because they have 6 4-stars. I'm not going through all of them. I'm just going to stop at 5. Penn State has 23 commitments.
Now, so, that's pretty shocking that Penn State would be 5th or 4th.
They're 5th.
They're 5th with 23 for Penn State.
Mm-hmm. And Oregon has 11, you said?
And they're 4th.
Right. Oregon's just the high-grade players. Like you said,
That's a high grade. That's as high grade as you can get.
4 5-stars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Four of the 11.
4 5-stars?
Of the 11.
No, I'm wrong. Oh, okay. I read it wrong. 1.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. They just must be very highly. Their average score's high, so they're up there. Nebraska has climbed 15th. Nebraska had been in the cellar. This shows 10. I think they have 11 commitments. But anyway. I was a little taken aback yesterday because they went on this little run, and getting in Puma was big. I thought getting Nalen Scott was big. Nalen Scott's a 6'4" receiver. How do you feel? How do you think I feel about Nalen
Scott? Oh, you love
Scott?
That.
He's 6'4".
Tall receivers.
Yeah. I like that kid they got yesterday. Larry Miles. Partly I like his name. Larry Miles. Scary Larry Miles.
Where's he from?
He's from Florida. Okay. I'll get exactly where the internet is cooperating with me at this point, which is good. Larry Miles is from Winter Garden.
Okay.
Familiar with the area?
Now, you know, I only spot recruited Florida. It was never really? My area. I went into there. I was into Florida, recruited Florida, but not to say that was my area. No, I was always west.
The thing that you guys might be mildly interested in, Jake, it's probably gotten by you. Nebraska's largely eschewed the 500-mile radius. It's not a discussion. I don't know if how much you paid attention to the media over the years, Bill, but we just couldn't write enough about the 500-mile radius for many years. And now, in this new sort of world, it's not as big a factor. For a variety of reasons, but look at the class. They're from all over the place, and there's really only one from the radius, because I'm not counting, and that's Jace Reynolds from Elkhorn North. I'm not counting Devon Bonwell Witte, who's from Sioux Falls, Washington. I butchered his name because he's not. I don't think he's going to be part of the class. I don't count. Now, you might count Chicago within the 500-mile radius.
Would be within 500 miles.
Well, I Googled it, and it's 523.
Oh, really? I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah. 523.
Okay. I still would count that as a 5.
Yeah, it's. I bet you could go to a portion of Chicago that's in the radius, and then a portion of Chicago that's not in the radius.
Imagine that. All of a sudden like that is part of Chicago.
He's right. It is 523.
I'm not recruiting you.
Yeah, it's not the radius.
You're 5'11".
You're 20 miles out.
I got no part of this. Coach made it very clear. 500-mile radius is what we're doing.
Sorry, man.
If you even lived on 22nd Street, we'd offer you.
But, we're have not a chance now. Right at 500.
You're on 64th, so we're going to have to move on.
But good luck to you, though.
Let your parents know. It's not going to work out.
Anywho, so just really one in the radius.
So the hard part about...
Which I don't mind.
You have to go find players. You look at some of the greatest players to ever play. There's been local. There's been some from great distance.
Right.
The number of players that have come from Louisiana to New Jersey to, you know, Tommy Frazier out of Florida. You start talking about Tyrone Williams. There's a lot of guys. There were great ones that came from distance. Local always mattered a ton. Where it's hard is when you get out of the footprint. So an example would be at LSU. All those commits of ours would always be almost at every single home game. They would just, you know why? Because they could drive. They could drive to the game. That's the part that's always hard to stay connected with your commits when they're a little farther away.
How about
so you have to work at it.
Yeah, commits to have to take a, you know, stop somewhere.
Yeah,
you know,
and so you just have to work at it. It's a lot of work, but it's obviously doable. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sip. When we come back, it is really good to be a pro athlete. We'll tell you why next, an early break on the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only.
Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.